yeah. Killer stroller action, folks. Yeah, that's one of the great things about Viva Las Vegas is all the great record hops. The dance floors are going to be packed with lovely ladies and cool rockin' fellas jiving, bopping, and strolling to all the cool rockin' music, both new and old. I like to think that we are your weekly weekender, folks, right here in the middle of the week, too. You're tuned in to Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. We are here on Rockabilly Radio doing our thing live from the Motorbilly Studios. I want to make sure you guys know that I'll be doing this tomorrow night as well. So Wednesday night, that's tomorrow. Come on back. Maybe you're going to be traveling or still haven't headed out to Vegas yet. Well, don't you fret. We'll get you all geared up and ready to go, man. Really, we'll kind of wind you up and you'll really be propelling yourself right through Viva. It's going to be a blast. All right, well, let me tell you what we enjoyed in this nice set. Finished up with that killer dance floor filler, Move It Baby, from Simon Scott from the UK. He's a British cat on the Parlophone record label. This one came out 1964, man. Wow. Real bopping music from Simon Scott. We also enjoyed the Frantic Rockers. And this is a young band out of the LA area, and they record for the Rhythm Bomb record label. They haven't put out an album in a few years, but I'm not going to hold that against them. Lowdown Dog is the disc we have here from 2016. And that was a great track called Rock All Night from the boys there. That's Jesse and David, Jorge, Ernest. A lot of cool fellows on that disc, and a very fun rock and blues sound too. And if I remember right, one of the few modern day rockin' bands that has a black fella in it, a rockin' African-American cat. Very good disc, man. All right. In front of that one, well, it was Benny Joy, Rollin' to the Jukebox Rock. That was unissued on the Tri-Deck record label, 57. We had Abbey Girl and The Real Deal coming in on our own Little Red Hen record label too. The disc is called Calling Me Home. I don't know if Abby will have any new material at Viva this year. I hope so, but it's kind of cool and exciting to see her. She's a gorgeous gal with an amazing voice. I mean, truly, she could probably be singing any kind of music. She has such a beautiful, strong voice. And you can check out Abby Girl. Let me see. I can tell you. She's going to be in the Bienville Room on Thursday night. Yeah, there it is. Thursday night. Abby Girl and The Real Deal at 11:45, right before Frantic Rockers, and right after the Tupelo Hot Shots, or High Shots. Let's see, what else we have in that set? I think that was it. Yeah, but lots of stuff going on. Cool rocking shows happening. And tomorrow night, we're going to be hyping my good friends, the Mama's Hot Sauce. This is a great band out of Grand Rapids area of Michigan. And this is their first time here in southeastern Michigan. So I might want to give you a little heads up. I'm going to make plans to head on down there as well. So Thursday night, not tomorrow, but Thursday night. Tomorrow we'll be hyping it a little bit more on the show, but if you got some time, put it in your calendar. We're going to be at Club Canton, and you know, I was going to jump into another rockabilly set, but why don't I go ahead and play some Mama's Hot Sauce to kind of get you excited about that. They got a pretty cool, aggressive, almost psychobilly sound, but I think they're a little more fun-loving than that, too. Great band. A lot of humor, as evidenced by the title of the new album there, Rat Rod Zombies from Outer Space. But John and the gang have a wonderful sound, and they're doing lots of cool car shows and club gigs, and we're excited that they're going to actually be playing in Detroit very, very soon. So let's go ahead and lay a new track on you, Mama's Hot Sauce from the Rat Rod Zombies from Outer Space disc. I'm going to go ahead and play for you Born to Rock, all right? Born under a lucky star. Yeah, you're born under a star with Mama's Hot Sauce here tonight on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Just don't pay. I was never born to do the 9 to 5. Some days I feel more dead than alive. But I was born to rock, and I'll never stop. For a good walk, you could hear me sing. Sitting at a desk, just aim high. I'm
my thing.
Well, mama, little baby, now she don't treat me right. Well, mama, little baby, now she don't treat me right. Well, she don't give me love and not any dog all night. Well, my little woman, now she's worth a dime. My little woman, now she's worth a dime. Well, she don't give me love and not any doggone dime. Ah, come back, baby, I need your loving back. Yeah, come back, baby, I need your loving back. You're the sweeter little woman, the sweetest I've ever had. Baby, for mama, little baby, 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 baby. For mama, little baby, 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 baby. For mama, little baby, 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 baby. For mama, little baby, 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 baby. Mama, little baby, now she don't treat me right. Now, come back, baby, I need you loving back.
This is Deke Deckerson, and I'm telling you, it's time to get real gone with the Aztec Werewolf, DJ Del Villarreal. Keep it tuned in right here for some more Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Rod, you ought to see her go, she's flying low.
Yeah, things don't ever get too slow in her
hot rod. Ooh, baby, it's hot rod. I must repeat, it's all complete.
Yeah, that girl's got a real cute seat
in her hot rod.
Well, things would be just fine if she'd let me unwind. All I wanted was a little ride in baby's hot rod.
There's no retreat, you can feel the heat.
Go off for a trip down and get in the street in her hot rod.
But when I hold her near, she distracts my kid. All I wanted was a little ride in baby's hot rod. All I wanted was a little ride in baby's hot rod. All I wanted was a little ride in baby's hot rod.
This is Simon Crum with a story about the hillbilly sucker and a deck of cards. A bunch of boys was playing poker in a little town back home behind the general store. And one old boy kept watching them, and they said, come on, get in the game. He wouldn't do it. They said, why not? He wouldn't tell them. They kept asking him, and he never would tell them. Finally, he broke down, and he told them. He said, you see, fellas, that ace reminds me of the first and last trip I went to a town called Reno, Nevada. The deuce, well, that makes me think of the 2 days and nights that it took me to get to this town of one-armed bandits, card sharks, and sharpshooters. The tray, well, that's the three card, That's how many there was in our party. There was three of us, me and my wife and another hillbilly sucker that went along with us to help us drive. At 4, well, that's the time of day that we got there, 4 o'clock in the morning, and at 4 o'clock the next morning, we were still at it. The 5, let me see the 5. Oh, I don't remember what the 5 means, but the 6, well, that's after I quit playing poker and tried that other game. You know, that long green table, and you roll them things with the white spots on them down it? Well, a 6 is what I come up on me after I rolled. The 7, you guessed it, the 7 is what I got. The 8, well, that makes me think of all the 8 balls that was up there. 9, that's the number of livestock that I sold to get enough money to get up there. There was 4 old sales, 3 white-faced heifers, and 2 shorts. The 10, well, that reminds me of the 10,000 times I wished that I'd have stayed at home. The queen, oh, that queen, that was my loving wife that stood right by my side and lost twice as much as I did. The king, that's what I thought I'd be when I got back home with all that loot that I didn't get in with. The jack, well, that's the dirty devil with a diamond-studded tie pin and a big zircon ring on his finger that made a pass at my wife, and she was sucker enough to fall for him, caused me to knock 2 of her teeth out and send him rolling through a plate glass window. There's 4 suits in the deck of cards, fellas. That's a number of policemen that beat the tar out of me. There was 4 of them. They beat me up and throwed me in the jug. 365 spots on a deck of cards. Well, that's how much money I had in my pocket when they throwed me in jail. $365, and I paid it to one of them shyster lawyers to defend me, and he didn't even show up at the trial. There's 12 picture cards, and that's how many men there was on the jury. There was 12 of them, and every dadburn one of them was as crooked as a barrel of snakes. 52 cards in the deck, that's how many weeks that I had to spend in the jug over this little incident. So you see, fellas, this deck of cards ain't only to blame for me losing all of my money, my wife, my home, and all of my livestock, but also it's causing me to go through life as an ex-convict, a jailbird, a criminal, a wife beater, a peace disturbator, and a good-for-nothing low-down scoundrel and a gambler. Neighbors, this ain't no fairy tale. I know, because I was that sucker. Ho-ho, well, that's life for you.
Don't you be a sucker, all right? The only thing you can bet on, and for sure, is Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. Always a big payout. It's a big jackpot of rockin' songs, folks, for you to enjoy every week right here on Rockabilly Radio. This is the Tuesday night edition of it. We're going to do it all again, all over again tomorrow on Wednesday. So I encourage you to come on back. I'm not done yet. I'm actually still rocking, racing, raging around the radio here on Rockabilly Radio. Having a ball, too. A lot of interaction with my good friends and fans up on Facebook. So again, thank you if you've taken the time to share the link or comment or make a request or DM me. I love you. I'm going to buy you a soda after the show, I promise, okay? Well, let me go ahead and back announce that set. I had to play that one. I'd recently acquired the Jasmine compilation here, which compiles all the Ferlin Husky tunes there, all his hit singles and more from 52 to 62. That was Simon Crum, one of his alter egos on Capitol from 55 with a Hillbilly's Deck of Cards. So that was a famous, you know, kind of a recitation song. He did a little silly twist on it, though, and I kind of thought it was funny. So be careful. Don't be a hillbilly sucker and lose all your money there on the tables at Vegas, all right? Be safe. The safe bet is to tune into Go Cat Go and just enjoy all the live music, all right? The David Dink Combo by suggestion, I think Missouri Matt, he's all geared up, man. I think he's pretty excited about Viva as well. I'm not sure if he's going to go, but hey, we're all living vicariously through you folks. If you're going, Baby's Hot Rod from the 96 Heyday release, Hollywood Barn Dance, there's Dave and Deke. I do believe they're doing their Hillbilly Fest Saturday night, right? Deke's going to do something. Either it's Deke's Hillbilly Fest or his Guitar Geek. And that's always a very entertaining thing. Don't miss that. Make sure you get there early, too, because the seats fill up. And you want to be able to have a nice vantage point to enjoy the Hillbilly Honeys and all the crazy, wild, twangy action that Deke will employ to entertain you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. In this set, we also had Junior Thompson with the Meteors. There he is, Mama's Little Baby from a great Meteor compilation on Ace Records. I want to say 56 on Meteor. We had Mama's Hot Sauce. Now, there's the band. Paul and the gang are going to be heading to Club Canton this Thursday night, man. We want to thank them as well for letting us know. Tomorrow we'll probably play a bunch of tracks, and who knows, maybe we'll even chat with them. Stranger things have happened, but it should be a great show. I'll probably share the graphic in a little while. Club Canton, great honky-tonk joint over on Michigan Avenue in Canton, Michigan. So that's Thursday, April 18th. Go see Mama's Hot Sauce. Real scorchabilly to burn your ears off. And they'll make you love it, too. Born to Rock, from them off the Rat Rod Zombies from Outer Space disc. Again, Scorchabilly here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. So one of the best shows at Viva Las Vegas this year is the Bienville Room on Friday night. There's going to be a lot of cool things happening there. The Slow Gin Fizz will be coming on at 3:30. You'll be able to see the 1/8 Milers, I believe, from California playing some great music. A little later on, you got the Shakers. Charnamay's coming in from the UK. Rumble King. Eddie and the Scorpions. But I'm super stoked and excited that one of my most favorite modern-day bands, The Seatbelt, is going to be doing their thing. That's their CD release party at Viva. This is exciting stuff. They've got vinyl. We've got vinyl, too. Maybe I'll actually play that for you folks a little later on. But I've got the CD right here. I'm going to go ahead and play it. Very great new disc, and you got to get it. It's number one in hell. And that's not its ranking. That's actually the title of it, too. It's our good buddy Seatbelt. Again, coming in from, I want to say, Long Beach, California. Is that correct, gentlemen, there? The trio? They're fantastic. The new disc, number one in hell. Here's one of my favorite cuts. You're going to dig it. It's called Everything Your Mama Warned You About. All right? So, a guaranteed great time in Las Vegas in the Bienville Room. Don't miss them, folks. 6:30 p.m. That's perfect. Right after you have dinner, slide in and check out Seatbelt. You're going to enjoy them right here, right now on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. Oh, yeah.
Everything your mama warned you about. Well, come on, little baby, let's go for a spin. It's a race to the bottom and I'm gonna win. Well, I'll put down the top so we can feel the wind. To the top of the hill where the mules are skidding.
like them plain and fancy. I like them short and tall. But when they dig on my loving, I like them best of all. And she ain't nobody's woman, nobody's woman but my woman. Yeah, she's nobody's woman, nobody's woman but my woman.
Take me into your arms. tell me you still care. But take me into your arms, tell me you still care.
Love that track, folks. I was kind of warbling along with it, but thankfully I had the microphone off so you didn't hear it. That was Hayden Thompson. I hate to sing over him, but there he is from 1961 from this cool new disc here, Mississippi Rockabilly Man. It came out just a year or so ago on Stomper Time Records. Hayden, of course, Sun alum and a Phillips International recording artist with What You Gonna Do here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. I know what you're gonna do. Keep listening to us, man. We are way deep into extra innings, and I know a lot of our East Coast and mountain living friends are digging it, loving it the most. And if there's any local folks here too, that's certainly appreciated, man. Glad to have you along for the ride. One of the bands you'll be able to see this year at Vio Las Vegas, they're playing in the Bienville Room, first act on Friday, 3:30 p.m. So bright and early, probably right when they're going to be opening up the doors to the vendors' rooms too. That's always a mad rush to get the first, you know, crack at the clothing there. But check out Slow Gin Fizz. That's from their self-titled album. We enjoyed Strip Club Truck Stop from the boys. Sanford Clark on Dot Records with Ooh Baby. And then right at the top of the set, in the middle of the set, Shakers. That's a recent El Toro EP they put out, and the title track there. Shake the Rocks. The Shakers will be shaking it up as well. They're playing at 8 p.m. directly after our good friend Seatbelt. So a great rocking, shaking set for you folks to enjoy. Don't miss it, man. Friday in the Bienville Room sounds like a killer blast. Let's see. In front of the Shakers, we dug Charlie Feathers along with Jody and Jerry. 57 on King with Nobody's Woman. And then we had our good buddy Seatbelt tearing it up. Their new album will be dropping. You'll be actually be able to get a physical copy from them in person at Viva Las Vegas. So they'll be on stage at 6:30 p.m. Don't miss it. You might want to be there at 5 so you don't miss a single second of it. But Scotty and the guys, killing it, man. They're going to have vinyl as well as CDs. They'll be playing it. And I know they got a lot of good friends and fans. Who knows? Maybe even special guests. But I am just ecstatic and so proud for them, too. A great, great time will be had when Seatbelt kicks it off, folks, at 6:30 p.m. Do not miss him in the Bienville Room. We enjoyed everything your mama warned you about from the new number one in hell disc. Find that at Middleman Industries record label. Buy it, stream it, and request it from your favorite DJ whenever you want. Of course, I'm your favorite DJ, so all you got to do is ask, and I will play it for you here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. So I'm kind of waiting for a special guest to come on in just a short while, folks. So I'm going to be going probably even later than midnight. We'll see how it goes. But thankfully, I've imbibed this full can of Mountain Dew, Purple Thunder, and I'm just reeling. But there's plenty of music to play as we get excited for Viva. So why not? Let's go ahead and dip into the Rumble King EP. This one goes back about 10 years now. Wow, can you believe it? Rumble King, more like rock and blues, but they're going to be performing as well. It looks like they're on 11:15 in the Bienville Room on Friday. So here's another act you can enjoy a little bit after Seatbelt. Check out Rumble King with Around the Corner, playing here right now on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
In the front door, fixed on Scott, and then hit your 203. Determined at my time, I made my way through a sea of 34. Social lights and vagabonds and music type, as far as the eye can see. Yeah, the room was alive with the sound of soul beating rhythm. Man stood before them and opened up his book of life and dream. Any of the time I've been on a cloud nine, but the chain were coming to find out what it was. So what's around the corner? What's around the corner? Stepped out into a still dark alleyway, I knew something was terribly askew. Looked up to see a faint patch of stars in between the skyscrapers, trespassing on my peripheral view. I've been alone before, but this time was different. This time there was a dark, unsettling feeling of doom. This is a premonition of danger in my midst. Or
just a realization that more of my current existence. What's around the corner? Told me how to ride. Turned around, see strangers staring at me, looking cold and tired and tears swelling in his eyes. I see the same familiar face before. All that pain and sorrow there was mine. Just my reflection in a stone front window. Change my direction. You can stay. I gotta go. So what's around the corner? What's around the corner? So what's around the corner? What's around the corner? Around the corner, I'll be looking for something that will wait for me.
Well, I'm a rattleshake and ready. I come from Tennessee. Shaking daddy, I rattle down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
If you hear me right, you better rattle along with me. Oh yeah. Well, I rattle in the east, I rattle in the west. I try to rattle my doggone best, 'cause I'm a rattle shaking daddy from Tennessee. Daddy from Tennessee. Oh, if you hear me right, you better rattle along with me. Oh yeah. Well, I rattle in the north, I rattle in the south, I rattle so hard till I made them shout. He's a rattle shaking daddy from Tennessee. Oh, if you hear me rattle, you better rattle along with me. Oh yeah. From Tennessee. So if you hear me right, you better ride it along with me. Oh yeah.
Step back into the alley now. Jump back, jump back into the alley.
Sorry about that pause, folks, but it took a little time to find the good rockin' material. That's why you come here every week to hear the finest in both vintage and modern rockin' sounds, folks. Whether it's rockabilly, roots rock and roll, 50s style rock, we've got it for you in spades, man. This is the place to be. DJ Dell's Go Cat Go, finishing up that set with the Viceroys on the Eden record label. This one from 1962. Killer little jiver there. Don't Let Go. It's like, hold on tight. That's what you want to do when you're dancing. I know they do have dance lessons as well throughout the weekend at Viva, and I believe on Sunday evening they do a nice little jiving competition. I think the prizes are actually pretty cool too. There might be tickets for future events or cash, I'm not sure, but it's always good to see the people cutting it up, you know, showing off their fancy moves, man. You'll be hearing great rocking tracks like that one, and of course people will be dancing to the live music as well. We had to play some Craig Shaw and the Excellos, although he's going to be teaming up with the Frantic Rockers, which sounds very exciting too. So Craig Shaw coming in from the UK. I'm looking at my schedule, and it seems like Craig will be on at 2 a.m. on Friday night, early Saturday morning. All right, one of the last acts right there on the stage in the Bienville Room, so don't miss him. We had Jump Back from his recent Migraine release, Craig Shaw and the Excellos. Excellent stuff. I love it, man. We also dug the Jody Mars. Yeah. Now, if I remember right, the Jody Mars, they might have been based out of Vegas for a little while. I know some of the fellows in the band, Joey D'Ambrosio, I think actually settled in Las Vegas. They split off from Bill Haley's band, but they recorded for Capitol. They got a few great 45s, great singles there. That was Rattle Shakin' Daddy from the band off their Rockstar release, Let's Rock Together. Rumble King with Around the Corner, playing some wild rock and blues from their EP from 2014. Again, folks, you are listening to DJ Del Villarreal here. We're still going late, still going strong, so sit tight. Some more surprises coming up for you. In the meantime, of course, I'm always playing all the good new music, all the vintage stuff too. Oh, looks like I got some... nice. You guys are going to be excited that you stuck around for this one, man. Very cool. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and download this. But you know what? While I'm getting that sorted out, how about I feature some more music? And then we'll have our special guest join us in just a minute. Another one of the acts coming in from the UK is this lovely blonde lass. And that's Miss Sharna May from her band Sharna May and the Mayhem. I've seen her a couple times playing at the Rave. This is pretty cool that she's coming over here to the U.S. and playing in Vegas. So we've got her 2016 disc, which I believe is on Western Star Records. So how about we enjoy Hot Rod Girl, the lead-off track from the Sharna May and the Mayhem's disc, Love Drunk? Yeah, the drinks are cheap. They might even be free in Vegas. But, of course, they taste even sweeter when you're listening to Sharna May here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Way down. grab your partner, grab your gal, and rock. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. You rock it and you rock it and you rock it around. Roll, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody. You roll it and you roll it and you roll it around. Rock, 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 everybody. Pop, 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 everybody. Pop, 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 everybody. Pop, 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 everybody. You're hopping and you're hopping and you're hopping around. Clap, 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 everybody. Clap, 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 everybody. Clap, 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 everybody. You're clapping and you're clapping and you're clapping around. Rock, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, rock, everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. You're jumping and you're jumping and you're jumping around. Bump, 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 everybody. Bump, 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 everybody. Bump, 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 everybody. You're bumping and you're bumping and you're bumping around. Rock, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody. Rock, rock, rock.
All right, kids. Hey, this is a... There we go. Hey, everybody. This is still DJ Del Villarreal. You're still listening to Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. We are way deep into extra innings. In fact, we're going to be on for a little while longer. I hope you guys are cool with that, too. So I want to... I don't want to tell you exactly what's happening, but we do have some special music and a special guest coming up in just a short while. So if you're still with us, please stick around for just a little while longer. It's going to be definitely worth it. I'll quickly back announce the tunes and we'll play a little more music before we get to our special guest. We just heard, let me see here, where'd it go? Yeah, from this great Choral Rock and Roll Party compilation. That was Jimmy Cavallo and his House Rockers here in Go Cat Go with Rock, Rock, Rock. Right before that, I do believe we heard, was it Charnamay? I apologize, man. I'll fix all this in the edit a little later on here, but I'm just kind of running around like crazy. Yeah, it was Hot Rod Girl from Charnamay and the Mayhems. Now, one of the cool things that happens in Vegas every year is there's a lot of great sideshows. A lot of folks kind of glom onto or ride the coattails of Viva, and there's local shows put on at local venues outside of the Orleans where you can kind of wander off and see some pretty cool shows. I know quite often there'll be either tiki shows or maybe psychobilly shows happening at some of the other nearby venues and bars here. But one of the shows that I've been told about, which seems pretty darn cool, is this thing that's happening. Let me see if I can pull it up right here. Yeah, Robert told me all about it. So this is happening on April 20th. So this will be Saturday of April, and it's going to be at 8 p.m. at the Red Dwarf, which is over at 1305 Vegas Valley Drive. That's in Las Vegas, Nevada, and pretty cool. There's three bands who are going to be on the bill here, so if you're more of a psychobilly or even kind of a outsider rockabilly fan, I think you're going to love this. It's a night with Daniel DeLeon's Project Skeleton of Resurrects. So this is pretty cool. Again, live music. There's going to be DJ Caesar playing there and a couple other great supporting bands. Well, I can go ahead and mention them there. Yeah, it's going to be Vavoom as well as the Sandbox Bullies. So I thought I'd play you a track from this cool Project Skeleton of Daniel of the Resurrects here. Again, you can see them performing in Vegas Saturday. This is going to be a non-Viva ticket. So if you want to hear it, you're going to have to head on over to the Red Dwarf, and that's again on Vegas Valley Drive, 8 p.m. start time. So let's go ahead and enjoy some music from this little side gig or side show at Viva Las Vegas. I've got something from Project Skeleton. Check out Stripped from their Eternal EP playing for you here tonight on DJ Del's Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. All right.
trees or lay on the grass. Let the hours pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away just for one day. Let me see you strip down to the bone. Let me see you strip down to the bone.
cottonwood trees. I can hear my swamp gal calling me. We meet down by the big cypress trees. That's where I get those shaking knees. We dance to the rhythm of the swaying trees. Rock and rolling style, well, the howling breeze. You know she hops like a frog and wiggles like a snake. You ought to see that gal on a date. I said, swamp gal, yeah. Smoke gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? And let's book it now. In the black of a stream, her eyes took the color of a midnight beam. Cheeks like the swamp rose, bound in the thicket. Lips sweet as a berry when I first picked it. Swamp gal, yeah. Swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? I hated to leave that wonderful land. Within my heart, my soul took a stand. I'm gonna go back to the place where I met her. Bet your life I'm gonna get her. I said, swamp gal, yeah. Swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see?
Yeah, man, don't go too far. Stick around, folks. This is DJ Del Virreal. I'll be on for just a little while longer. And the reason I'm going into extra innings is because we got a special last-minute guest we're trying to find the time for and squeeze on. If we get bumped for whatever strange reason, I promise you the interview will happen and some special recordings will be added, which you do not want to miss. So we'll let you know. Of course, the show will be available soon as a podcast. If you guys don't already know this, Go Cat Go is podcasted. You can check us out on every major streaming platform. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever they've got it. You can look for, like, subscribe, and love Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. Last week's show was fantastic. We did a great interview with our buddy Steve from the Continental Club, hyping and talking about the Lone Star Roundup, which is another great event happening this week as well. That's going on down in Texas. But we're kind of focusing on Viva, at least for tonight, and featuring a lot of bands that'll be there. And these bands that you just heard in the set are actually going to be playing in Vegas, but not at Viva Las Vegas. This is one of those unofficial side shows. I'm not sure if, I guess I'm not going to really get in trouble for hyping and promoting it, but if you're a psychobilly, a kind of an outsider roots rock fan, you might want to check it out. I just shared the link for it. It's going to be a night with Daniel De Leon's Project Skeleton. This is the band Resurrex, psychobilly band, of course, live music over at the Red Dwarf. And the Red Dwarf seems like a pretty sweet place. I know Eddie Clendenning has played there, other rockabilly acts. There's going to be a pre-show on Thursday. Sounds like a lot of fun. So live music featuring Vavoom, Sandbox Bullies, and of course, Project Skeleton and DJ Caesar too. So let me back announce. We had Tommy Bell, this one from a Rockabilly from Hell compilation on Not Now Mute Records. That was Tommy Bell with Swamp Girl. All right. Yeah, it's hanging out with the Swamp Things. And then we were also getting kind of low down and weird with the great track called The Alligator Man. That's the band Vavoom. Reminded me a little bit of The Cramps, which I'm sure some of you folks probably figured out for yourself. But a great one from The Alligator Man single they put out just, I believe, last year. We had Sandbox Bullies. Again, thank you, Robert, for bringing the show to our attention from their 2016 Cadillac Smile EP. There is, in fact, the title tune, Cadillac Smile from the Sandbox Bullies. Right at the top of the set, it was Daniel De Leon Resurrex's Project Skeleton. This is just from last year. It's from the Eternal EP, and that was Stripped. And again, kind of fun, a little out there, a little weird and wild. Maybe you want to change up your flavors and tastes. And if you're a fan of psychobilly music, then you could really do yourself a favor and go check that out. All right, again, hey, everybody, DJ Del Virreal, you know, one of my favorite modern day artists. I don't get to see him too often, but he's going to be performing at Viva this year. So I'm assuming he'll be a part of Deke's Guitar Geek show, because this guy is a crazy crazy cool guitarists. I'm talking about Crazy Joe Trischler. And I do have some of his music. I've got his most recent disc, which is The Doctor Is In. He is literally a doctor. He's got a PhD, but I think it's in like electronics or some kind of science thing. He's not a medical doctor, although maybe he can write a prescription. You might want to ask him. I'm sure this music will make you feel better, though. Let's go ahead and dig it in, man. This is from his 2013 disc, The Doctor Is In. And how about this one? Since we're heading to Vegas, you got to watch out for those H-bombs. You're an H-bomb from Crazy Joe Trischler. Playing for you tonight here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
You were about to tear my hide. You're an H-bomb. I heard you calling out my name like a theater taking aim. You said your target for the night, destroying everything in sight. Now there ain't nowhere to run, 'cause the countdown has begun. You're an H-bomb. Question, you have won. You're an H-bomb. You're an H-bomb. You're an H-bomb. You're an H-bomb.
Don't you know? Yeah. Ah, ah, ah. Yeah, Marianne. I say, baby, come on home. Yeah, Marianne. I say, baby, come on home.
Yeah! everything goes on the weekend. John called in and Jim got sued. I made a date with little old you. But we went to make a big deal on the weekend. Boy, it's great just to stay out late on the weekend. Know a spot and like it a lot on the weekend. Took the road to Lookout Hill. The view up there is sure a thrill. What a night to hold you tight on the weekend. There we were just sitting cool and cozy, just about to steal a little kiss. The police with a flashlight bright and nosy said,
"Holy mackerel now, what is all this?"
Car top down, just riding around on the weekend. Took a chance on crashing a dance on the weekend. We were almost inside the place when somebody slammed the door in my face. Now, hey, you guys, you gotta wear ties on the weekend. No harm done, just having some fun on the weekend. That was all we had, a big ball on the weekend.
Been around for a long, long time. She finally got hip to the modern style and added a little rocking to her nursery rhyme. Oh mama, oh mama, I'm a telling you, cats, mama goose is rocking by. Well, little Jack Horner, well, he sat in a corner eating his apple pie. He stuck in his thumb and he pulled out a bomb. Said, "What cuckoo cat am I, my old mama? Oh mama, I'm a telling you, cats, mama goose is rockin' in the mud. All rockin'. Well, little mister,
Yes, we are rocking super late at night, man. I'm DJ Del Villarreal, still on the air, way past my starting time and way past my ending time. But, you know, it's cool because it's Viva Las Vegas week, so we've got a good reason to celebrate. And I hope you guys are enjoying all the fine, fantastic songs we're slinging your way. Finishing up with another one from Hayden Thompson. That's Oh Mama, 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 Mama. Pulled from the, that's a Bear Family compilation, Rockabilly Gal, which is pretty cool. Features everything he recorded for Phillips and Sun Records, a lot of obscure stuff. Again, a Sun recording artist. We love Hayden Thompson here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. We enjoyed Rockabilly Gal by a mystery singer. I'm not allowed to say just yet, but Chris, if you're tuning in, that one goes out to you. A version of Rockabilly Gal, which is a Hayden Thompson tune as well. Pretty cool. Eddie Cochran with Weekend from the Bear Family Rocks compilation. And then right before that, it was Omar Romero and the String Poppers, going way back to his debut LP, long player, Takeoff Rhythm. I believe that's on the Wild record label, but I know one of the early ones was on Rowan Records too. Rockin' Queen from Omar Romero. You'll be able to see him at Viva Las Vegas this year. I see he's on the Mardi Gras stage. Pretty cool. 10:45 p.m. Don't miss it. It's going to be a blast seeing Omar Romero killing it once again. Let's see, in front of that was Link Wray and the Raymen. Great epic single from 1960. That was his cover of Marianne. Killer. I love it. Every once in a while, you know, he could sing, and using that one lung, he could still put a song across, that's for sure. We also enjoyed Crazy Joe Trishler coming up from Ohio. Crazy Joe on his own Trishler Precision Engineering record label. That's from the disc The Doctor Is In. Yeah, man, he's a doctor. That's true. You're an H-bomb. Is that like a swear word, like F-bomb? I think it's more explosive than that. But thank you, Crazy Joe, one of those best engineers, best guitarists around. You'll be able to see him at Viva. Crazy Joe is on at 7:30 p.m. in the Mardi Gras Ballroom right after the dance lessons with Miss Sophie Wolf. All right, so there you go. And another one of the acts you'll be able to catch on Friday night in the Mardi Gras Room is none other than James Infeld, Mr. Crybaby himself. James will be making a long trek out from California, playing a lot of his favorite rockabilly cuts. I'm sure he'll play a couple tunes from the Crybaby soundtrack. Remember that one, the John Waters movie? But he's got a lot of good and recent stuff, too. In case you haven't been tuning into the show regularly, you probably would have heard some of his sleazy singles. This is one that came out last year on the Mule Kick record label. It's James Infeld with his California buddies there, the Honky Tonk Palominos, pairing it up with a great tune called Let's Talk It Out. So let's go ahead and listen to it here. It's James Infeld playing for you on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Let's talk it out, get it out in the open. Let's say the things we both want to say. Let's work it out one way or another, right here and now. Let's talk it out before it's too late. Don't come so easy anymore. Maybe we can find an open door back to all the love that we denied and the secrets that we hold so close. No longer we can hide. Let's talk it out, get it out in the open. Let's say the things we both want to say. Let's work it out one way or another, right here
it out before it's too late.
Go, folks. Hey, everybody. This is still DJ Del Virreal, your Aztec werewolf pal here in the studio, staying late. I hope you guys appreciate that, too, because we're bringing you fine, fine rock and music. Again, one of the acts you'll be able to enjoy at Viva Las Vegas this year, playing Saturday. It's going to be our good buddy, Mr. James Intfeld. There he is with the Honky Tonk Palominos from his Mule Cake single, Let's Talk It Out. Here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. All right, well, we finally got him on the air, so let's go ahead and start chatting with him right now. I want to bring to the phone a longtime friend of the program, a good buddy of mine, and of course, a great rockin' pal to everyone in the rockin' scene. He is, of course, the president and the janitor. He does everything for the Wild Record label out in Los Angeles, California. So please welcome back to the program. It's Reb Kennedy. Reb, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, Del?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, it's been a crazy first few months here in 2024, but I think things are definitely on the upswing, man. How have you been? How's your family?
Family's all good. Super busy time of the year for us, of course, here at the studio. We're actually standing in the Wild studio with Tornado Beat from Holland. We literally just finished their record.
Oh, fantastic. How are they all doing? Are they recuperating from their trip overseas? They're doing well coming in from Holland?
Now, we're a bit tired now from recording the album.
I bet
yeah,
you
we're
are.
Doing good. It was great.
Happy to be here.
I bet. Well, welcome to the United States. Is this your first time over here?
No, not the first time, but the first time for us all together here and first time playing at Viva.
Well, congratulations. You definitely deserve it. It's fantastic. So you're coming all the way from the Netherlands, correct? Is that where you guys reside at?
Yeah, that's right. Correct. Yeah.
Excellent. I know we've got your 45. I want to thank you, too. Thank you, Kim, for sending me a copy of the He's a Wolf 45. It's been getting quite a lot of airplay here in the program, and I enjoy it quite a bit. You guys have played lots of festivals overseas. First time at Viva. That's pretty exciting. So I'm kind of curious to know, how many songs have you guys recorded? I know the Reb has got you working hard. Are you putting out a new album, a new 45? What's in the works for Tornado Beat?
Yeah, we've been recording a new album. It's coming out, I think, the beginning of June.
Oh, wow. That's soon.
Yeah, it's 12 songs.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All originals or any covers?
No covers. Okay. All of our own.
Excellent. Well, you guys have got a great earthy rock and roll sound. I really enjoy it. The He's a Wolf obviously is one of my favorites there, but would you say you guys are more authentic or traditional, or you think a little more neo in your rockabilly styling?
Well, we like what we like. You know, we're influenced by old music, and if it sounds good, it's good. We just play what we like.
I gotcha. Well, that's fantastic. So you guys have got a set at Viva Las Vegas this year. Remind our listeners when they can see you performing at Viva.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Dale. We're playing at Viva at Mardi Gras at the ballroom on Thursday night at 9:30.
Oh, early one. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I see that right now. You're actually going to be playing right in front of the Spoony Boys and right after Carl Sonny Leland. Now,
that's correct.
Yeah. Now, is the entire band with you or is it just some of the main members? Did you bring everybody over?
No, everybody's over here, but we just finished recording, so everybody is tired staring at your phone.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you guys are tired. It's late here. It's actually already like almost 1 a.m. here in Detroit, Michigan, but I'm just thrilled to have you guys on the air. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the music, and I want to wish you the best of luck at Viva. I know that's Thursday night is an exciting time. A lot of people get in early. You know, all the good bands.
Nobody has a hangover, so that's good.
Not yet. You're right. Well, I hope you guys will get rested. Well, let me ask you this while I have everybody there. Kim, is there another band you're looking forward to seeing? Obviously, you want everybody to come see you guys on Thursday night. But if they could see another band, or if you could see another band, which one do you really want to see at Viva this year?
Yeah, well, I gotta say Omar right now.
Oh,
he's standing right next to us.
That is very diplomatic.
So everybody should see him. Omar, you're gonna be on Friday, I think, or not?
Yeah, Friday at 10:45.
That's right. Yeah. Excellent. All the wild bands are going to be there. Fantastic. Well, I'm excited for you. You're going to really love Viva, and the crowds are amazing. Vegas is just a whole nother thing in and of itself. So pace yourselves because it's a long weekend, but I know you're going to kill it. So what do you guys have for sale at Viva? When people see you performing Thursday night and they come at rushing up to talk to you after the show, will you have copies of your recent 45s? Anything else?
Well, we'll have copies of Wolf, the 45, mm-hmm. and we have t-shirts for sale, several, and stickers.
Oh, yeah. Stickers. Okay, cool. All right. Well, count me for one of those. I definitely want a couple stickers. Fantastic. Well, make sure that Reb takes you out for some tacos while you guys are in L.A. You don't want to miss that action. And I for one, can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us here. I know you're exhausted, and I appreciate all the hard work.
Thank you, Del.
Yeah, thank you, Del, for your support. And, Rep and his family are taking good care of us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic. Cool.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. All right, well, folks, we're chatting right now with one of our favorite bands from Europe. It's Tornado Beat. Now, I want to ask you real quickly about this one, too. I know you guys have got a great Bopflix video, too. Can you tell me a little about that? When was it recorded or where?
It was recorded in Utrecht in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that one. Yeah, Chris is a nice guy, and it's a bit different when you do it at 10 in the morning with no audience. But yeah, you got to fake it till you make it.
Exactly. Well, you know, you got the energy, you guys got the enthusiasm, you got the talent, that's for sure. I'm very excited that you guys are one of the best, you know, European bands that we have coming overseas to play at Viva Las Vegas this year. I won't be there, but I'm excited for all the people who get to see Harmonica Sam, and I like you guys, obviously. There's a few other bands too, but I want to encourage all our listeners too. If you're going to Vegas, if you're making the trip from here in the United States or from far and wide or abroad, you definitely got to make time to see these bands who have come the farthest. And Tornado Beat coming in all the way from the Netherlands. They're going to be there performing their wild hits. So don't miss them. And again, thank you, Tornado Beat. We'll see you guys soon. And good luck at Viva.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right. So I'm assuming Reb is still there. You want to hand the phone over to him?
I'm here, Bill.
There you are. How are you feeling, Reb?
I'm good. I'm a bit tired. You know, we worked the guys very hard today, and but we recorded a fabulous record, so it's really good.
Well, fantastic. Good. Well, congratulations again. So while I've got you, while you still have a little bit of energy left, Reb, I'm kind of curious to know, you're going to be releasing probably some new product, so people are going to spend all their money on candy, cigarettes, and gambling at Vegas. What should they be looking forward to buying either from you or maybe from some of the record vendors? It's always a exciting thing to hear some and buy some new music from you. But
well, we have a lot of new releases coming out. Unfortunately, our pressing plant, which is also in Holland, the machines went down. So right now for Vegas, Bodie Corbett will have his new first 45 at Viva Las Vegas.
All right.
Eddie, Eddie and the Scorpions will have their new 45 for Viva Las Vegas.
Okay.
And then BB will have her long-awaited for 45.
Oh, finally.
So they'll all be available at Viva Las Vegas, and obviously we'll have more Wild stock. We also have a really cool new Wild Records t-shirt.
So that'll be available
at Viva. And then we have a whole batch of other new releases. And let me just run you through them.
Yeah, please
do. Dustin Chance and the All-Nighters 45.
Wow.
Absolutely blistering. New Rhythm Shakers 45. These are all going to be out in about 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
We have a new Wednesdays 45.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a new Desperados LP. That's a vinyl LP.
Holy cow.
We have a Marcel Bontempi new 45 recorded at the Wild Studio in Los Angeles.
Whoa.
We have a new Rusty Pinto 45 also recorded here in Los Angeles at the Wild Studio. So we have a whole huge batch of releases. All of them should have been for Viva Las Vegas.
Right.
We have a small quantity of three of the artists on Viva, Eddie and the Scorpions,
yep.
Bodhi and BB. So they'll all be at Vegas. The rest of the stuff will be on our website before the end of the month.
Very cool. Well, that's great that you're going to have BB and, of course, Eddie and the Scorpions. I'm kind of excited about Bodhi Corbett. I've been really enjoying his music. He's a very talented, good-looking young fella from, I want to say, is he from L.A. or a little further north in California?
Yeah, he's from L.A. He's from Burbank, California.
Excellent. Yeah, and I can't wait to hear his new recordings. That's fabulous. So people should definitely check out Bodhi. He's going to be on the bill at Viva this year. You know, Reb, while I'm thinking about it, tell me a little bit about the Women of Wild showcase. So you guys have got a full, like, big, long set where you're going to be featuring, I'm assuming, more than a few of the fabulous female singers that are on the Wild record label. I guess I'm assuming Giselle will be there, but who else can we expect to see and hear?
Well, firstly, we actually don't do showcases. This is a Wild show. It's a long, long time since Wild needed to do a showcase.
Right.
But a minor correction there. So Marlene Perez will perform at the Women of Wild from the Rhythm Shakers.
All right.
Giselle will perform. Kim from Tornado Beat will also perform.
Yeah.
Shanda from the Howlers will also perform. Shy will perform from she's actually sings with the Moontones, but she's part of my 60s review, which I cannot remember what it's called right now.
Okay.
And we also will have Kira Bree, who's also part of our show, is actually Bode and Emma from the Lookout show.
Oh, okay.
And Jessica Lynn, who's a bit of a rarity. She was on the first ever Wild double compilation, the black one,
mm-hmm.
and she hasn't performed since then. So she's coming and doing a couple of numbers, which will be pretty exciting.
Yeah, welcome back.
We have Ruby Ann on the Women of Wild.
Really?
BB is also on the Women of Wild, and I'm going to apologize to any of our wonderful singers if I forgot them.
Well,
so we have a huge lineup for the Women of Wild show.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So again, folks, a lot of people listening right now are making plans to be at Viva. They know they're going to be there at 10:15 p.m. And that again is on, I want to say, Sunday night. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Sunday night in the Mardi Gras ballroom, which is the big one there, the Women of Wild. So kind of a big extravaganza, and you'll have the Wild band backing them up, or different musicians.
Well, the band is actually a fabulous band. We have Joe Perez on drums.
Hey.
If you're not familiar with Joe,
Joe love
is
Joe.
Big Sandy's drummer. And mm-hmm. In my humble opinion, he's the best drummer there is. He's a fabulous drummer. So Joe's playing drums. We have Ashley Kingman on guitar.
All right.
We have Bodhi Corbett on harmonica.
Oh, wow.
And we also have Stephen from the Booze Bombs in Germany as their second guitar player.
Oh, wow.
So we have a really fabulous band for the Women of Wild.
No doubt. Well, that's got a pretty cool, like I said, I can't just say showcase, but definitely a can't miss part of the bill on Sunday night. So if you're going to be there, folks, don't miss it. 10:15 p.m., the Women of Wild, and that's going to be right before the Extraordinaires. And let me look ahead. I think it's going to be right after Big Sandy. So you know you're going to have a good lead in there with Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys. Very, very cool. So do you want to talk about or hype any of the other acts on your bill? I see that Sebastian Bourdais is playing in the Bienville Room as well on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll do a quick run through.
Yeah.
Starting on Thursday, Tornado Beat, of course.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday evening. Later in the evening is Smokehouse Dave. And obviously we released his first album and 45.
Killer 45. And,
we are talking about doing a new record with him.
Nice.
On Friday evening, Mr. Omar Romero, who's standing next to me.
Hey, Omar.
Is he so tired? we have Eddie and the Scorpions on Friday evening as well. Another good friend of Wild, and we put out his 45, is Craig Shaw from England.
Yeah.
Another fabulous act. That's on Friday night. So Friday, Omar, Craig Shaw, Eddie and the Scorpions. Then on Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. actually, is Shy, who again is part of our Lookout review. She's doing an R&B, a 50s R&B review on the Saturday afternoon. A really fabulous singer. Sebastian Bourdeau is on in the evening, on Saturday, of course.
Yeah.
Giselle also performs on Saturday. Bodie Corbett performs on Saturday. And Hexters are also playing on Saturday. And we did, of course, release a Hexters 45. And we're going to do some new stuff with Rock and Rhyme. So that's coming up.
Fantastic.
So Sunday, one of the new acts from San Diego, Javi Vivas.
Yeah.
So if you like your early stuff, Santos and Mr. Romero, Javi's a little bit in the middle of that. So
okay.
Very traditional rockabilly. Really, really great band. The band is fabulous.
That's
really
exciting. Really good. Well, I can't wait to hear him.
And then on a little bit later in the evening, as you've already mentioned, the Women of Wild show, which is going to be a fabulous extravaganza.
Can't
and ending
miss.
Off the evening, really good friends of Wild, who we are recording in the near future, are the Moontones from Los Angeles.
Like that.
And they'll have at least two featured singers. So, as always, we're pretty busy on Viva Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And Tom Ingram always books a lot of our bands, which we appreciate. And this year, you know, it's nothing changes. Lots and lots of great bands.
Yeah, I'd say you guys are pretty much anchoring a big part of Viva this year. The quality always kind of goes up and down, if you don't mind me saying, but thankfully, you know, the Wild record label is there to kind of keep things moving and grooving. And again, always one of the more exciting things when you kind of take over like a ballroom or a stage for a big Wild reviewer showcase, as it were. Folks, we're chatting right now with Reb Kennedy from the Wild record label. Of course, he's based out in Los Angeles, California, but he's originally from, again, I want to say Ireland, correct?
Well, actually, I was born in London, but
that's what
I grew
it was.
Up in Dublin. My family live in Dublin.
Ah, okay.
I am actually Irish, but I lived in London for a very long time before coming here.
Fantastic.
So I'm a bit of a hybrid of all the countries.
Indeed, man. Good genes. Well, you and your family are doing a lot of great stuff out in California. Reb, of course, heads up the Wild record label. They're all over Viva Las Vegas. And again, I know you're with us and you're really, really tired and late. Let's try to ask a few more questions before we play some more music and let you go. So Wild Records got a big footprint at Viva. Will we be expecting some of the Wild acts to be touring in the summer of 2024? And
As always, we'll be touring. I mean, Bodie will do his first European tour.
Nice.
Javi Vivas will do the first European tour. We'll also have the Desperados in Europe.
Mm.
Omar Romero will be in Europe as well. And I think he wants to say a quick hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Omar. How is you? How are you? How's the family doing?
Hey, family's doing great. Thank you for asking. Just wanted to say hello because, I mean, they mentioned my name a couple times. I didn't want to be a dick.
I appreciate that. You're not a dick, man. We love you. And I'm very happy to see that you're going to be at Viva again. And hopefully you'll come out to the Midwest, too. I'm wondering if you'll be part of the Wild band showcase coming out to Simcoe in the summertime. Is that a plan yet, you know?
No, I won't be playing it this year, but, you know, I kind of need to get away.
Yeah.
So I might swing by and check it out because I'll be playing the next one, the following one.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's good to know because I'm sure you're going to be missed. And, well, we love your music and very excited to see you playing at Viva. And, of course, you're still working right alongside Reb, right? Engineering, twiddling knobs, and making sure that everything's working.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, well,
he's stuck with me.
Yeah.
I can join twins.
I bet.
It's a drag, but we're here.
Well, we appreciate it. You guys seem to work well together, and you can't fault the product, man. You guys produce some incredible sounds, so keep on rocking and keep on doing what you're doing, Omar. And let me ask you this real quick. Are you still cutting hair on the side? Is that what you're doing, like, for the day-to-day thing?
Yeah, I'm cutting hair, and I'm also, I wrangle horses, so
no way.
Busy with that, too.
Holy
get
cow.
Some outdoor activity.
All right, well, be careful, all right? Do you know what you're doing around horses? You've had some experience?
Yeah,
Yeah, been doing it for a while now, and already, you know, recovered from some serious injuries.
Right.
But doing good now.
Well, that's good, man. Well, I miss your smile. I miss your songs, and I'm just glad to hear your voice, man. That's good to know. So my best to you.
We did this week. We actually worked on the last album we'd released, and we did a total remix. We did some overdubs, and it'll be remastered. So we're planning on doing something really special with that release. So it's a record we're proud of. So that'll sound like a new release when we do a re-release on it. So that would be pretty cool.
Fantastic. All right. Well, seriously.
So you just mentioned Simcoe, Dale. Just let me jump in there. So
sure.
Simcoe is, Omar's leaving our studio.
Bye, Omar.
So just mentioned Simcoe. This year at Simcoe, we have Rusty Pinto coming in from Australia. We have Dylan Kirk coming in from England.
He's awesome.
We have the Desperados playing and more. Right now, I'm too tired to remember the lineup, but it's a pretty huge lineup with Rusty coming from Australia and Dylan Kirk, his only American show this year. And actually, the intention is only to do a handful of shows anywhere in the world this year. One of them will be at Simcoe.
Excellent. Well, we'll be hyping that up, and I'm feeling pretty confident that I'll be able to make that show, even if not DJing. It's close enough. I think I'm going to have to book some time to head on over to Wisconsin. And I want to congratulate the Simcoe folks because they won the Ameripolitan Music Award for best festival, best event, which is great. They were pretty happy, and they were there down in Austin, Texas in full force. So they took home the trophy, and there's a good reason why, because they put on a great show up in Wisconsin in August. So we'll look forward to that. Anything you want to hype real quick, Reb, before we let you go and hang out again with the Tornado Beat and Omar?
Well, I'm going to kick the Tornado Beat out of my studio.
You
should. I'm going to go and sit on the couch with my dogs and my wife and son. So, great session today. There's a great album coming out from Tornado Beat. With that, we're aiming for June for that.
Excellent.
So you will get some copies.
Can't
we
wait.
Did, I'm not sure whether you're aware, but we just sent you, you'll be the first to play the new releases we sent to you so far, which is the new Rusty Pinto, the Marcel Bontempi, the Eddie and the Scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you can get that into the show. Following up from that, we'll send you all of the new releases from Dustin Chance, the Rhythm Shakers, BB. That'll all follow. So we're sending you a whole load of new stuff, yeah?
Fantastic. Well, which one are you most excited about? I've got music on deck here from Marcel Bontempi. I've got the Rusty Pinto. And, of course, Eddie, you name it, we'll play it right now as I let you go.
They're all my favorite. They're diplomatic, so they're all my favorite. I think maybe, you know, Rusty Pinto is probably the greatest male singer in the world.
Mm.
So that's a pretty that's
high
a
praise
pretty
coming
one.
From you. Yeah.
But I'll say maybe play the Eddie and the Scorpions 45.
Okay.
I think it is pretty incredible. They're all incredible. But for the listeners, maybe give them a tease of the Eddie and the Scorpion 45.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear that right now, folks. You're going to be listening to an exclusive, a worldwide exclusive here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show. It's the new 45 from Eddie and the Scorpions. What's the name of the track we're going to enjoy, Reb?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that because it makes me look really stupid, but I can't remember.
All right, that's okay.
We've been in the studio together today for about 8 hours.
Oof.
A long, long day, and it's hot here.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, just to clarify, the Eddie and the Scorpions 45 is a double A-sided 45. Because
killer.
We couldn't give it a B-side because both songs are so fabulous.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and enjoy it. I'm assuming it's not Graveyard Bound or Why Don't You Love Me? But
it is not.
Okay, no. Cool. So I know what it is because they aren't tagged yet. I just got them mere moments ago.
Sorry.
That's okay.
My wife, Jenny, sent them. And
I love Jenny.
Labeled, why don't you do a little treat and just randomly select a track and let it go?
I'm going to do that right now. Eddie and the Scorpions, right. Folks, you're hearing it here first. A big thank you going out to Reb Kennedy and our good folks at the Wild Record Label in L.A. Hey, Reb. Enjoy yourself, yeah. Rest up, and have a great Viva Las Vegas, all right?
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much, Dell. And Tornado Beat, want to say a quick goodbye as well. We'll see you soon, Dell.
All right. Thanks, Rev.
Bye, Dell.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Dell.
Goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Dell.
Thank you.
The boss man, he give me a raise in my pay, but the income tax coming took its part, and I didn't have no more than I did from the start. So I worked like a slave the whole year long, trying to make enough to keep a living on. But I find that I'm lucky if I make a cent after tax comes out for the government. 'Cause when you make it, they take it. You make it, they take it. You don't live but once, so I don't see why you gotta pay tax before you lay down and die. But when you make it, they take it. You make it, they take it. You make it, they take it. They take it. You make it, they take it. You make it, they take it.
All right. Hey, kids, this is DJ Del Virial. It's super, super late for me. I'm going to play one last song and skedaddle. Thank you to Reb Kennedy and, of course, to the Fabulous Tornadoes coming in from the Netherlands. They're going to be performing at Viva. You just heard they quite literally just moments ago finished putting the last touches on their new album, which they recorded live in the Wild Studios out in L.A. So congratulations to them. They're going to kill it Thursday night at Viva Las Vegas. I hope a lot of folks go out and support them, see them, buy their merchandise, get some of their stickers, check out Tornado Beat. They're a blast. And I'm going to leave you with one last tune here. I'm thinking this is a Rusty Pinto track. I'm not sure, but I'm going to play it. Either way, we'll get it all sorted out. I encourage you to come back tomorrow night because we'll be featuring a lot of exclusives, a lot of great new rock and music to you for you to enjoy. Don't miss it. A brand new, all action-packed live episode of Go Cat Go, direct from the Motorbilly Studios here on Rockabilly Radio Wednesday night. That's just a few hours away. Remember, it's a great life if you keep rocking. Adios, everybody. Baby, love me, baby, and hold me tight. Love me, baby.
just ain't right. When you come home, you look like a fright. Now don't you love me, baby, baby? Well, mama, don't you love me?
Go Cat Go!
Where the action is!